Good morning, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 129 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com. Welcome back to the show. If you're following along live, make sure to post your questions in the chat, and I'll answer some of them at the end. And of course, the podcast is made available by my patrons and subscribers on Twitch and everyone that supports me. So if you're interested in supporting the channel and the podcast, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Now, what's going on with the game this week? Well, PTR is out. It's been out for about 13 hours, 14 hours. I think it went out just as I went to bed last night. So that's incredibly exciting, and we'll be talking about that for sure. So that's the main thing. Also, Noble Garden, the event is just over now. And there are still loads of cheap Spring Striders, Swift Spring Striders, to pick up on the auction house. The price generally blasts off after the event, so now is definitely the time to buy some, stick them in the guild bank, and sell them in half a year. You can most likely double your money on most of those mounts. Just like you could with the Love Striders from the, what's it called? From the Love is in the Air event. Now, rip. Now, before we go into 9.1 discussion, I was going to discuss something that I get a lot of questions on currently. Which is, I get a lot of variations of the same question, and Reddit gets them as well. Like, sales are drying up, markets are dying, how are you guys making money now? And I thought I'd talk about this, because it's always relevant. Particularly at this point of the expansion, because 9.0 has been out for a long time. And 9.1 is not on the immediate horizon. It's one of the slowest 0.1 patches in the history of WoW, actually. And that means that a lot of players, a much larger percentage of the player base than normal, are done with their progression goals before the next patch even rolls around. People are done with their rating. Many people are. I mean, I'm not one of them, but that's beside the point because I'm on the casual end of the rating spectre. Many people are done with Keystone Master. Many people have reached their arena goals. And no one cares as much about gearing or about consumables, about whatever, because they have enough gear, so consumables don't mean as much of a performance increase as they are when you don't have a lot of gear. And the players that are using consumables right now are a lot less hardcore on average than the players that were using consumables at launch. They have less gold, they're not going to put on every pull, they're not going to pay as much. And all in all, this means that sales volume, prices on anything that's related to endgame gameplay will go down, and will continue to go down. That's natural. It happens in every patch. This might not happen just on patches, though. A similar cycle or a similar series of events can happen with markets all the time, either due to changes in the game or just because something is new and then people gradually finish it in some sense, whether it's like the farm for a new mount, for instance. You had in the past, you needed some Shadow Weave masks for the Lucid Nightmare secret mount. And if you were the first one selling loads of those, you made a ton of gold, and then gradually prices went down, profit went down, as most of the people who really cared about mounts had finished theirs, and it was just fewer and fewer people caring about it. Now, the main thing to remember about all this is, as long as people are playing WoW, there's going to be gold to be made. As long as there are players playing, they will have something they care about reaching in-game. Whether or not that is being late to Keystone Master, doing Mythic Raids right now, or just finishing their mount collection, there will be something that they are willing to spend their hard-earned gold on. You just have to be selling those items, finding those items. Now, at this point of the expansion, it's usually going to be cosmetics. People are finished with progression. People are not heavily focused on their player power or their character's power because they're at a level where they're already super strong. And spending gold on Mythic BOEs isn't going to move the needle much because they might already be farming trash with their guild. So what they're doing instead is they might be buying mounts, they might be testing out pet battling, they might be looking for some cool transmog. All in all, they're going to focus more on their cosmetic collections than they would otherwise. And you can take advantage of that. If you like farming, then go do some transmog farms right now. Go do some battle pet farms. Work on your recipes for crafting mounts from old expansions. Get the jewel crafting mounts from Pandaria. That requires the Cloud Serpent rep. There's other stuff you can do. This is what you should focus on. Farm for Vial of the Sands, perhaps. Now is the time to get into these markets. They are also very nice to have long term, because even though the sale rate on a day-to-day basis in most cosmetic markets is quite low, and you won't sell a lot of battle pets or transmog items on any given day, the fact that you don't sell a lot also means that you don't have to spend too much time restocking or keeping items available for sale. You can buy battle pets once every week and you'll still have a lot of battle pets to sell. You can craft transmog once every month. You can even craft mounts once every month and you'll still usually not sell out. So that's the nice thing about these. They're very time efficient in terms of restocking. So it's just going to add like a slight bit of time to your reposts. So that makes them very good to just have in your repertoire forever. Now, that's sort of what I'd suggest doing now. If you're struggling, look for new markets. That's always what you need to do. When what you've been doing isn't working anymore, you need to find something new. And that's generally going to be finding somewhere else where there's not as much competition, or there's more profit margin, more people aren't doing it, more, and something that's going to be more in the focus of players that people are buying more of. So right now it's going to be cosmetics. There are so many cosmetic items in this game, so there's literally a sea of possibilities out there. You just have to start looking for them. So with that out of the way, I want to obviously talk about 9.1 PTR. So we got the PTR now, and we've started seeing what's coming. Of course, this is the first build, and there's a lot of stuff that's not in this build. So there's a lot of stuff we don't know yet. But we'll focus on the stuff we do know. Number one, there's coming some new cosmetics, or cosmetic changes. You can transmog glasses, and if any of these are tradable, then I expect that being the first to farm these is going to be very, very profitable. I think a lot of players, particularly on RP Realms, will be really jonesing to get their glasses going. They're also changing it so you can now transmog your shoulder pads separately. So right now is probably a great idea to work on getting some crafted shoulders, or even just buying up shoulder transmog, because when you can transmog them separately, a lot of players will want more shoulder pieces to pick between so they can make a cooler looking transmog. So now is the time to buy up, to start looking for shoulder transmog. We could see things like Island Expedition shoulder pieces spiking up even more than they already have. But I expect for shoulders specifically, there might be a gold rush in 9.1, or it might be right now. Maybe people are just already buying up a lot of shoulders, hoping the price increases, and we end up seeing like a speculative bubble. That can always happen as well. Obviously, we're getting a new raid and a new dungeon with loads of new gear, new item level caps, and all that jazz, which isn't too interesting from a gold making perspective. And it does look like a lot of the items and stuff from the raid on the PTR is still mostly in the placeholder. There's a ton of placeholder values there, and not a lot of finished items. Specifically, there's some pretty cool items for hunters. Hopefully other classes get some cool unique effect items as well. There's a ranged weapon and a quiver or a back that has a unique equip effect for hunters. So hopefully us other classes can get something similar, just because that would be really cool. Obviously we get a new zone. As far as I've heard, I haven't checked out because I haven't gotten into the new zone. There are not any new materials, and I wouldn't expect there to be. I haven't checked all of the professions for new recipes, but there are not that many. But a couple of the ones that I've found are pretty important. You have Crafter's Mark rank 3 and a prestigious Crafter's Mark. These are the two optional reagents for crafting armor currently. Crafters Mark 3 will craft turn an item into item level 180, which is a little on the low side, particularly in the next patch. That's going to be really low. I mean, the current catch-up gear is item level 197, and that's relatively easy to get your full Covenant set. Then the prestigious Crafter's Mark is epic quality, and it'll turn an item into item level 200. But it does so at the cost of making it unique equipped, Shadowlands crafted. So that means that you can only have a single item level 200 crafted item available. And this is in a patch where LFR gives you item level 213. So I think that's extremely disappointing as a profession player, someone who cares about professions. Why can't professions have a useful role in entry-level gearing? Why does it always have to be like super far behind the eye level curve? Now, of course, I've made a lot of gold with the item level 168 gear. That's far behind the item level curve. Don't get me wrong, that works really, really well. But there's still the fact that it just feels sad. It feels sad to have it be as low as it is. And I'd really wish that at least like item level 200 feels like what item level 168, or feels like the same sort of level that item level 168 gear fills currently. So you would expect it to be at that level, but it does not look like it is. So yeah. Not much to do about that. Not much to do about that. Now, outside of that, we're also getting one more very, very important new recipe. What's it called? It's called the Vestige of Origins, I think. And this is another optional reagent that you use to upgrade the item level of a base legendary item. So currently, they require the same kind of materials that the base legendaries do for the most part. Like the jewel crafting vestige will require one each of the essences, and then there's a new material, a Progenoian fragment. I don't actually remember the name. That, as far as I know, or I've seen so far, does not have a source on the PTR, so we don't know where you get it from. And this is, of course, the big joker. Currently, it looks like a lot of the recipes they've implemented are placeholder values in terms of material costs. So I wouldn't read too much into any of them yet. But we're getting the new... They're bind on pickup, these optional reagents, just like the Crafter's Marks. And there's one each for the four base legendary professions. Which means that you might not have the same crafting cost as your competition in the next patch. In the UI, you can use these optional reagents on all of the different ranks of base legendaries, on rank 1, 2, 3, and 4. So it will be interesting to see how this stacks up. So the current max rank is item level 235, and the best you can get from the raid is 233. And in 9.1, the best raid gear is going to be item level 259, which means that I'd assume that the legendaries will scale up to something like item level 265. It's where I guess either 260 or 265 is where they'll scale up to. So it will be interesting, because one thing I thought was maybe you now use rank 1 with the optional reagent and you get the new rank 5. And if you use a rank 2 with the optional reagent, you get rank 6, etc. And it's 4 new ranks. But I don't know where they would put those on the item level curve from between 235 and 260. So we'll have to see. The recipe is not actually learnable in-game. It's just lying in the unlearned tab of the profession site. And it doesn't have a source, so I don't know what you have to do to get the recipe. Which will obviously also be important. Because without this recipe, you probably won't be competing in base legendaries at all. They might also make large changes to how you craft base legendaries, like how do you craft lower rank ones? Can you just go straight to... Maybe they just rescale the ranks, and it's all just rank 1 to 4, based on base legendaries with the new optional reagent, and the new rank 1 is like item level 215 or something like that. And then it's like 230, 245, 260. That could be a thing. We don't really know until they implement the recipe for the optional reagent and the reagents required to craft it. So that'll be exciting. Either way, I expect that the current items, that the actual items you have in-game if you're doing base legendaries, that they will be made obsolete when the patch rolls around. Hopefully they don't like kill them too much so people get stuck with stock lose too much money, but there's definitely a risk sitting on these items. For the consumable professions, I have not seen any new recipes on the Unlearned tab, so it does not look like we will be getting any new consumables. I did not really expect that either. The Crafter's Marks, the Crafter's Mark 3 and the Prestigious Crafter's Mark are in the same position as the Vestige, as far as we don't know where it's coming from. We don't know where you learn the recipe. It's not listed on the Unlearned list on PTR. And the Prestigious Crafter's Mark at least just has placeholder value for the crafting cost. Whereas Crafter's Mark 3 does have crafting costs. And they seem to be about 60% more materials, 60 to 80% more materials than Crafter's Mark 2. So we'll see. I assume that buying item level 180 is still going to be the fastest way to get a boost straight off the bat in 9.1. But it does seem like this is now an even worse set of gear objectively. But there's still nothing that beats getting instant item level. So we'll sort of see how that keeps working out. So, obviously we're also getting new legendary powers, class changes, and all of that jazz, which will definitely make a lot of people reroll either class or spec. I know for sure I'm not going to be playing the same spec in the next patch. I've been playing an Affliction Warlock. They're nerfing Affliction Warlocks, both in single target and AoE. They're already like a little bit annoying to play if there's more than one target. So I probably won't be playing that. We'll see what I play. If I end up playing another Warlock spec or if I swap mains, both are very potential opportunities. Tuning is definitely still early stage, and we'll have to see raid testing as well to know what will be the meta classes, and that's also going to obviously have a huge effect on what the meta legendaries are. It's not going to be the same Gold Rush, perhaps, as on launch. But I expect that when you get enough of whatever currency you're going to need to upgrade your legendaries to higher item level, there will be an absolute rush of people buying. So as on launch, I expect there to be a lot of gold in base legendaries with the new item level upgrades. So yeah, that's going to be exciting. We'll know more once we know more, and then we can start figuring out how to best prepare for it. Either way, it's going to be a lot of fun going into 9.1. I won't be playing much PTR. I will be testing out and just checking the updates to follow up on what they add in terms of profession changes, because that is the most important thing for me personally. So that's what I wanted to say. It does not seem like we've gotten any questions in chat. So that means that we will be saying goodbye now. So that's it for the episode. Thank you all for watching. If you enjoyed it, then make sure you leave a like or a comment below. And we'll be checking out more PTR news as they come and figuring out how we can make a profit off of it. Thanks for watching, and thanks for supporting me. Goodbye, guys.